The United States House of Representatives will be in order. The chair lays before the House a communication from the Speaker.
The Speaker's Rooms, Washington, D.C., April 23, 2012. I hereby appoint the Honorable John Abney Culberson to act as Speaker pro tempore on this day. Signed, John A. Boehner, Speaker of the House of Representatives.
The prayer will be offered by our chaplain, Father Conroy.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for giving us another day. You have blessed us with all good gifts, and with thankful hearts we express our gratitude. You have created us with opportunities to serve other people in their need, to share together in respect and affection, and to be faithful in the responsibilities we have been given. In this moment of prayer, please grant to the members of this people's house the gifts of wisdom and discernment, that in their words and actions they will do justice, love with mercy, and walk humbly with you. May all that is done this day be for your greater honor and glory. Amen.
Amen.
The chair has examined the journal of the last day's proceedings and announces to the House his approval thereof. Pursuant to Clause 1 of Rule 1, the journal stands approved. The chair will now lead the House in the Pledge of Allegiance. Will you please join me?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The chair lays before the House a communication.
The Honorable the Speaker, House of Representatives, sir, pursuant to the permission granted in Clause 2H of Rule 2 of the Rules of the U.S. House of Representatives, the clerk received the following message from the Secretary of the Senate on April 23, 2012 at 9:15 a.m. that the Senate passed with an amendment, H.R. 1021. With best wishes, I am signed sincerely, Karen L. Haas.
Chair lays before the House a communication.
The Honorable the Speaker, House of Representatives, sir, this is to notify you formally, pursuant to Rule 8 of the Rules of the House of Representatives, that I have been served with a subpoena issued by the 362nd Judicial District Court in Denton, Texas, to testify in a criminal case. After consultation with the Office of General Counsel, I have determined that compliance with the subpoena is consistent with the precedents and privileges of the House. Signed sincerely, Eric Wythe, District Director, Office of Congressman Michael C. Burgess.
Without objection, the United States House of Representatives stands adjourned until noon tomorrow for morning hour debate.